Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Iroquois Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show, presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Mark Blankenbaker and Jeff Lightsey Jr.
Welcome back to the Diener Show here on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Mark Blankenbaker, Jeff Lightsey Jr. in for Diener. Diener went to the Kenny Chesney concert last night in Indianapolis. Have we seen anything on Facebook or Instagram of Diener? I got nothing from him. He was texting me before the concert. I guess Chesney went on McAfee yesterday, and yeah, it was like for the first hour, and he was like, oh my God, it was awesome. You need to go watch it. And I'm like, I know Kenny Chesney's your thing, bro. Like, I just don't care. Like, if it was important to me, I would have gone to Indy. Like, I mean, I think I could get down, like, if it was in Louisville or, like, I mean, if it was Indianapolis in the middle of the week, like, on the weekend, maybe I could get up there. But, like, in the middle of the week, it's not my thing, you know? So, you know, if it was
not
easy,
a big enough fan, you know,
well,
a big enough
I would fan. Do it just for the party.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't bother. Like, yeah. Like, I'll listen to country music in the summertime. I know you're a country music fan. Are you any country at all?
Not really.
No.
Cowboy Carter, Shaboozy, kind of getting to them
okay,
a little bit.
Okay, all right.
That's about as far as it goes. But there's songs that I like. Like if I hear a certain
What's
song.
What's the name of your Spotify list? Or do you have one?
No, I don't have one.
Okay.
I'm more of an Apple Music guy.
Oh, Apple Music. Okay.
Yeah, and nah, I just go and get the albums that I like and
okay.
listen to those.
Gotcha. So, like, I don't know. I come all over the place because I listen to so much of my daughter's music at this point.
Which it can mess up the algorithm. Yeah, Miss Rachel. Are you a Miss Rachel person?
Oh, my God. Miss Rachel. She's dominated the last 2 years of my life.
Yeah.
But now she's getting into Blippi, which is super annoying. I'd rather go back to Mrs. Rachel. She likes Cocomelon a lot. We keep trying the Disney stuff. It doesn't hit.
It doesn't hit. Okay.
But no, so it's pretty cool. Tyler Childers. Is that how you say
Yeah, you like. You seem to like Tyler Childers, Zach Bryan.
I like them on the country music side. I like the Lumineers.
Yeah.
And, you know, I actually listen to a lot of 90s rap.
So you're gonna come
yeah.
to
I like a lot of that
Bourbon
too.
And Beyond with me and Rummage for Zach Bryan, Tyler Childers.
Who we play that week?
Georgia
it
Tech.
He's like,
it's a home
Georgia
game.
Tech?
It's a home game.
Do we know if it's at noon?
I hope so.
If it's at noon, I'm there.
Yeah, we're gonna roll straight from the game.
From
over.
The game.
It's
yeah.
gonna be an interesting day.
text slide. I'll probably get blocked for this, but country kind of stinks, except old ass country like Johnny Cash.
I love Johnny Cash too.
Like if Diener were here, he would totally block that person. total block. But no, so I don't really care. So you know.
Well, that Diener only likes the new country. He doesn't like
he only
old
likes
country.
Yeah, he doesn't. But I
like it all.
I used to listen to George Strait. I got the latest and greatest, the top 100 hits of all time with Joe Strait. I like that. I mean, I don't think I'm like a country hater. I like a little bit.
Yeah.
I just, I'm more of a summertime, like throw it on. It's kind of cool around the pool, something like that. But for the most, I'm not like, I wouldn't go to a country concert unless you wanted me to go with you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, you know, we're going to talk about the TBT, but there is a little bit of news coming out. Eric Crawford is at the Louisville Athletics Association meeting. And this is the last meeting that athletics will have during the 2023-24 fiscal year. And so what happens is now the athletics is all closed and the money's all been received. They will have an audit that comes out next month. And so the whole athletic department annually gets audited. I don't know who does it, but they come out with a financial statement. And a lot of times you get like how much debt they're carrying, how much revenue there is. And so it's always kind of interesting to see, what did well, what didn't perform, and what they think might be coming as well. So what happened? What they projected, where they came short, where they were up, and then they also kind of let you know what the challenges or opportunities for making money and things like that are, and what they will do to kind of address it.
Yes.
Based on what, and this is an important one because
very important.
The House settlement just came through and they're changing.
Yes.
Rocco Gasparo sent out a note yesterday.
I didn't see that.
Talking about how there's like a hotline. I never knew about the hotline, like a media hotline with the phone number.
And he was like, that's going away.
They've always manned it.
Yeah.
I've done this for 12 years. I had no idea. All right.
Must be for like the older generation of reporters. Most people, you have the internet email.
Right.
But if you were used to Denny Crumb days, calling in, that was what
and
that was for.
Getting something, you could do that. I've always just texted them.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty low key. I don't really do a lot anyway. So just some highlights here. So football ticket sales generated $26.2 million. Okay. I have to figure out where that compares to other years. Mm-hmm. Generally need a little bit of a history lesson to figure that out. Men's basketball ticket sales came up $1.9 million short of the budget.
Yes.
And I do know, because we looked at this last year when they came out with their budget, that it was a shorter budget than they've ever had for basketball sales. So to come up $2 million short.
Still.
When they already moved the goalpost and made it easy for you to get there, that's really disappointing, but not unexpected based on how last year went. ACC legal costs cut into the money provided, and I'm reading from Eric Crawford's Twitter here, and that's not unexpected. They're fighting a bill. But also, $7 million more this year than they got last year.
Yes.
So maybe they're... Maybe it could have been 7.5. Mm. Maybe it could have been 7.7 or something like that. But they're having to spend more money on attorneys and stuff like that. And that's why you don't want to get in the legal battles.
Yes.
The ACC network on studio campus exceeded revenue projections by $400,000.
That's nice.
Yeah, so it's always good when you make that up. And then the university, the school.
Yes. This is big right here.
This is big.
Yeah.
U of L provided a contribution of $5 million to offset significant one-time cost. What is that one-time cost? Is it
basketball? It's like, you know what it is, Mark. You know it. Think about it. They had to provide you $5 million because you came $2 million short of your budget.
Yeah, and you're buying out Mac
exactly.
And Kenny Payne.
And it gets into some of that. But yeah, not necessarily Mac, but some of the payments that were left to one of the people and the buyouts and stuff of the last regime. So yeah, that's what the $5 million is for.
Right. So unbudgeted expenses. We'll get through all this other stuff here. So they were $1.5 million over budget on travel cost. $400,000 of that came from the ACC championship game.
Yeah.
They didn't budget Louisville football being in the ACC championship game. So that is a travel cost that they incurred that you want to incur.
Yes.
That's one that you want to incur.
It's a good problem.
But the 1.1, I will have to talk about what went on there, you know, and how that goes. There is a Kenny Payne buyout cash expense of $3.4 million. And there are other assistant coach and staff support buyouts that equaled $400,000. So that, if you just do that math, you're $1.1 million over budget on travel. You had to buy out $3.8 million
coaches
in buyouts.
And coaches,
well, now you are at $5 million. Mm-hmm. So now that's why you've done that. You also have the unbudgeted expense of a final payout to John Schnatter.
Yes.
Which, I don't know. I don't know how to feel about that still. Like, you shouldn't say it. Like, you can't say it. Why is a PR company saying, hey, let's practice saying it? Why are we doing that?
It's on a conference call.
It makes utterly no sense. It's
idiot.
Like the worst PR company in the world.
You dummies.
Then they recorded it. But why are you telling them to say it anyway? And then why'd you say it?
Everybody's stupid.
All the questions.
Everybody's
and it costs
stupid.
Us money.
It costs. That's what
and it costs
makes
us
it stinks.
Money.
That's what makes it. They get to
and
F up.
And a super donor.
Yeah.
So I'm irritated with that.
It's all stupid. It was all very, very stupid.
You also had, so anyway, off my soapbox on that. So back to the numbers. That's just a point of irritation. I don't understand that entire situation. It just seems ridiculous on so many different levels. Pat Kelsey, you had to buy him out of Charleston,
yes.
Right? If you want Pat Kelsey, or if you want any coach, you're going to have to buy him out. That's $1.1 million. And then credit card fees of $540,000 over budget.
That was interesting.
We talk about our credit card usage here.
Yeah, that was interesting.
Because, like, I have credit cards. You all have credit cards?
Yeah.
You all have credit card people?
I do. A few. I have a couple.
I use them for the points.
Same.
We pay it off each month.
Yeah.
So that there are no fees.
Yeah, absolutely. No interest.
What are we doing?
Yeah. No, that's...
Somebody needs to talk to Dave Ramsey over here. Get Dave Ramsey in there. I'm not paying $500,000 in credit card fees.
Which sounds
although
just
we should
like
have
lot.
Mad points. We
I would
have
hope so.
Mad points.
I would hope so.
Like, here's the thing. Here we go. Now this is how I can help Josh Hurd and U of L. This is how we do this, right? If we're using the credit card that much, all right, and we're what are we over budget for travel? We're over budget. $1.5 million on travel. All right, you should be able to get mad points for future stays. Let's get the meal money. Let's get all these things. And one of the tricks is on Marriott. If you only get points, I think, for 2 to 3 rooms. I don't know if it's 2 or 3. Find out. Mm. We got all these assistant coaches. All right. So Jeff Brohm books a room. Greg Brohm books a room. Brady Brohm books a room. Josh Hurd gets 2 rooms. Everybody's getting
rooms.
Everybody, you're booking one you're staying in and one for the players. And we're handing out key cards because we're going to accrue these points and we're going to burn them up later when we're traveling. All right?
We're making more trips to Charlotte.
We're going to make all these trips to Charlotte. Exactly. All right. So some of the things that they're talking about in there. Well, let's just get your response to this because I don't want to just keep rolling without response.
Mm-hmm. I just think a lot of these issues stem from how historically bad your basketball was. Like football makes money, obviously, $26 million in revenue. But basketball makes a lot of money around here, too. Like, a lot of money. And if you don't have a product that people want to come support and see, these are the type of issues that you run into. I mean, that's what all of this says to me. When your basketball comes up $2 million short, and because it's $2 million short and you're so bad, you have to fire your coach, which racks up $3.8 million in finance, like $3.8 million just out the window.
Also, Biscuit just texted in and said it could be that we're $540,000 over budget on our processing of fees. So it might be one of those things that we budgeted for when you own a business and like somebody runs their card, you pay a fee to accept their money. That may be what it is. It might not be credit card usage. It might be fees on our
fees.
End, which maybe we need to get a better credit card processor or something like that. I don't know. But anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
But once again, all of that to me just says it stems from how bad your basketball was. You weren't making any money for basketball. And here, you have to make money with basketball. Like, you have to. Because basketball revenue is such a major part of your athletics department. Both men's and women's, because the women's games you're getting 7,000-8,000 a game, so you need
people to occupy, fill up seats in the Yum Center.
Yeah.
You got to get 12,000 to 15,000, period. And if you don't, these are the issues that you run into before all the new rules that are coming out of the NCAA.
Right.
And
right,
so,
right.
And that's what all of this tells to me. It's like, man, not having a historically bad 2-year period of basketball really, really hurt the athletic department. Like it was a massive detriment. And like when we were talking at the end of the season or during the season last year, like Louisville can't afford to keep Kenny Payne and staff for year 3. This is what we this is what we were talking about, because they just simply can't, and they still can't.
It's untenable.
Still can't, like, you still can't afford him. He's costing you money right now. Like, that sucks.
He's still costing you money.
Yeah, well, when the school has to give you $5 million to the athletic department because essentially your budget is screwed all the way up.
Yep.
You're still costing us money, and that sucks.
That is unbelievable. But you're right. But this doesn't happen a lot.
No.
That the U of L, the university, is giving money to athletics.
No.
But don't forget, there have been tons of years that athletics has actually given money to the university, because they were over. You know,
exactly.
So this is a give and take.
Yes.
You know, this is a give and take. But this also could be something that happens more often because, you have to ask President Satchel, like, and the board, how important are athletics, especially the nonprofit sports, to the university? Mm-hmm. Don't be surprised you see more of this, or more working with the cost of scholarships, the cost of tutors, facilities, things like that the university might incur those expenses where athletics comes short. But let's make the money up where we can. So here's some of the challenges and sort of their goals that they're looking for, for the coming year. And then there are some projects that they have coming down as well. So there's only 6 home games this year, which is a little bit different. You know, usually you'd like to have 7. Kentucky, I think, has 8. Which is normal for them. We did lose the Indiana football game.
Yes,
had to replace it with Jacksonville State because they were cowards. And
best way to put it.
Change your color to crimson, or from crimson to yellow. I don't know what you want to do. That's up to y'all, Indiana. They went and got Kirk Cignetti, and now they're acting all big and bad, but they turtled up just less than a year.
Look at the Big Ten.
Oh, we're so big and bad. Pound your chest, Kirk Cignetti. They bought out of the Louisville series. All right. So anyway, they have 6 road trips between all the sports that have to go to California.
Nah.
And that's the cost of flight.
Yes.
Generally, because the hotels, I imagine, and I've stayed in California, they're about the same, but it's the flights out there, especially if you're doing private charters.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you have to look at that and how you travel out there, different things like that. And then also the rules, the NCAA rules, things that we've talked about, that more family members are allowed on recruiting visits, that there are lots of different things that have changed with rules. Now, what they want to do this year is they want to sell 10% more football season tickets, which at this point, if they're saying that, they're probably pretty close, because there's not that much more time.
No.
So if they're stating that as a goal, they probably feel like they're going to get there, right? Basketball, they want to sell 12,000 men's basketball season tickets, which would represent a 30% increase.
Yeah.
And the idea
that
12,000 season tickets would be a 30% increase tells you how many season ticket holders and seats that Louisville lost. Because that
is true.
12,000, that's nothing compared to our history, which was like 15.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They might have some mini packages and things like that, but that's the Kenny Payne effect. That's if you're trying to sell 12,000 men's basketball season tickets and that represents a 30% increase, that's unbelievable.
Yeah.
How much of an increase that would be. They want to sell out one home football game, which is going to be the Miami game.
Yeah.
You know, that's the goal.
Yeah.
They're going to have a big, hard push for the Miami game to sell out. They also want to have one men's basketball game at 90% capacity. And I think Eric Crawford, I don't know if they said Tennessee or if he's saying early on
that ought to be the Tennessee
game. I don't know if they mentioned that. And they're gonna have a $1.7 million in reserve funds that they will use to meet budget. And the university is going to provide an additional $3 million in support. So it's $5 million in one-time payment. I don't know if that's $3 million in addition.
Yeah.
But now you've got athletics kind of kicking in $3 million to kind of make sure that they can do this.
Yeah.
So, texter says credit card fee due to no cash at concessions. Maybe
it's possible.
Maybe it's one of those things that they move
processing cashless. Yeah, yeah, cashless, yeah. In the what, the M Center, they're cashless.
Yeah, but that's not U of L's processing fee.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, that's gotcha. That's them probably doing tickets online.
Oh, that makes sense.
Okay. And, you know, I don't, but it could be at the football stadium. Obviously, mm-hmm. that's their facility, different things like that.
Yeah.
So one of the things, too, is they're going to, there's a recommendation that the board of directors authorize a renovation of the Kiefer Center at a cost not to exceed $7 million, and this motion passed. So they're going to renovate that sucker again.
It's pretty nice already.
$7 million. This happens every time you change coaches.
Yeah.
This is like the hidden cost of changing coaches. Everybody focuses on the salary, but every single coach wants their facility to be set up the way that they want it.
The way that they want it. No, yeah, because there's certain things that they emphasize.
Right.
Right, so there's something in the Kelsey
and
plan.
Walls, and, yeah, lacrosse.
And walls too, yeah,
and lacrosse,
yeah. So
they all share that facility.
Yeah, and there is something there that, hey, we focus on this that wasn't highlighted by the last group,
right?
Right, and that could be anything, you know, at this point, because it doesn't seem like it was much highlighted by the last group. But regardless, it's like we focus on this, and we know Kelsey takes his strength and conditioning very serious. I mean, his strength and conditioning coach is his chief of staff. Like, his strength and conditioning coach is the guy he talks about the most every time he's on any kind of platform. So there is something there that he wants to be added, potentially, that looks like it's going to get a facelift for the Kiefer Center.
No more than $7 million. So does that mean they're going to use all seven?
Probably not.
I mean, they might use $690,000 or $6,900,000. Yeah. But, you know, it's not supposed to go. Now, there's also a budget item, action item, that recommended a renovation of the locker room, training room, workout area, dugouts, and overall aesthetics of Jim Patterson Baseball Stadium. Not
nice.
To exceed $3 million. So, you know, it sounds like baseball is going to get a little bit of a facility upgrade, not to exceed $3 million. And I'm kind of trying to catch up to this because I know that a lot of you know, stuff is happening here kind of as we're going through this. And there's some high-level expenses, you know. So some of this stuff is financial aid, which is the scholarships, $18 million, salaries at almost $50 million. You know, the benefits of those employees are $10 million. They're going to spend, this is for this coming year, recruiting $2.4 million on recruiting, which doesn't seem like that much, to be honest with you. And they've got basically a budget of $145 million. So that's in line with what they've done
typically,
in the past.
Yeah.
You know, I think the biggest one they ever have is like $162 million. And when you consider all their expenses that they have and stuff like that, and short revenue shortfalls as it relates to basketball, you can expect this to go up from here. That $145 million being kind of the low bar.
Yeah.
Here. And, you know, debt service, $12.5 million on debt. So, you know, don't create any more debt.
Get the profits up, lower the debt, you know.
Yeah, let's do that. Let's make this down to an $8 million. I'm a debt-averse guy, but I also, I don't know. Do you follow Dave Ramsey at all? Do you
a little bit.
Like the concept.
Yeah,
maybe
no,
not,
I do.
Maybe not the radio show, but
yeah,
concept.
No. Yeah, so. Ramsey was a big part of my upbringing. So, I definitely understand that.
I'm a believer in the system.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I like the system of carrying no debt. We don't really carry much debt in our house at all. Mm-hmm. You know, car debt, stuff like that, stuff that he disagrees with.
Yeah.
We don't follow. Because the one thing Dave Ramsey does get wrong is that you don't live forever.
That's true.
You know,
and
he kind of alludes to that sometimes, like if he has a caller saying, you know, I'm 45 and I've got my kids and it's just time for us to do something.
Yeah.
And a lot of times he's like, go for it, you know. But if you want to stick to the principles, he would say no, not to do that. But sometimes he acknowledges that you don't live forever.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
And you are human. You know what
and
I mean?
You are
like,
human.
Not a robot.
Right. So you can't always eat, you know, whatever he says that you're supposed to eat. You know, I can't do that. So.
Nah. Only the finest meats and cheeses from the Blanket Baker house, of course.
That's right. So, you know, there's a basketball transition here happening. It's going to be a total of $3 million. because you're going to get done with the Mac buyout this year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how long we pay the Kenny Payne buyout, but it sounds like we might accelerate, just get it behind us.
Which is smart.
Which I'm just do.
Yeah.
Especially coming in, because you don't want that weighing you down as you go into paying the players.
You don't.
So if you can get the university kind of just say, let's get this done. I don't know if you can help on some of the future stuff, but it's kind of interesting to see. This is always, you know, generally one of the more important, really important stuff to, this is a really important meeting.
Yes.
For this. Sorry, I'm trying to read at the same time. So U of L at present has sold about 75% of its season ticket capacity, which is 40,000.
For football.
For football.
For football, okay.
So there are. So when we were talking about their revenue goals of 40,000,
mm-hmm.
which would be a 10% increase, they've already done it.
Okay.
So they're already at 40 for season ticket sales, which is outstanding.
That's pretty awesome.
Outstanding. And so the goal is 80%, and then now they're basically, which is 75%. So now they want to get to another
threshold. Yeah.
Another threshold and maybe continue to go.
Absolutely.
So, and then they did approve a season ticket price increase for next football season. Which is gonna?
It's part of the game.
It's just gonna happen. You're gonna start paying the players that year.
Yeah,
the price is going up. I don't know how much because this is 20 seconds ago. From Eric Crawford, we're not there broadcasting. We're just basically we're just mooching off of Eric Crawford and WDRB. But no, so that's good news that if you're already at 40,000. Season ticket sales, that's really solid. So let's take a quick break. We'll get some of this underneath our belts here as the budget news continues to roll along. I don't want to push back Lightsey's TBT stuff, but you are going to be on with Ennis later.
Yes.
So maybe you can play it there. But like, we'll try to get to it if there's no new
of course.
Budgetary information that kind of comes out of this. As we continue to roll along, Louisville Family Audiology, if you're not hearing correctly, If you're in a meeting and you don't hear your boss say something, or if you're out to dinner and you can't hear the folks that you're at dinner with across the table, you probably need to go to Louisville Family Audiology and have your hearing evaluated. So, you know, you might be working really hard. You might be missing out. You don't want to do that. Like I just said, you get one life. Go see our friends at Louisville Family Audiology. They can help you get your hearing back, and you don't have to miss anything anymore. You don't have to feel embarrassed. If you do miss something, you know you didn't hear something, to say what or huh, and maybe not know exactly what they said. I've been a part of that before. I've been in loud environments, and, it sucks. You know, you don't want to live that way, especially if it's an ongoing issue. So go see our friends over there at Louisville Family Audiology. My mom went there. Diener's dad has gone there. They take great care of you, and the evaluation is totally free. So they'll evaluate your hearing. They'll check you out. They'll give you your options, and you'll make a decision together over there at Louisville Family Audiology. Take advantage of the comprehensive and complimentary hearing evaluation like I do every year. Just put it on your list of things to do, too. So Jeff Lightsey Jr., Mark Blankenbaker Jr. will be back next here on the Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7 and 93.9 The Ville.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
Wishing I was deep in the water somewhere. Got the blue sky breeze and it don't seem fair. Only worry in the world is the tide gonna reach my chair.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, you're listening to The Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7 and 93.9 The Ville. Now here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
All right. Yeah, Chase is headed to vacation, so he is playing vacation music. I love it. Good for you, man. You deserve it. I hope it's an amazing time with your family, and we'll see you in a week, right? We'll see you following Monday,
week.
Or yep. Are you going to be out Monday, too? Or
no, I'll be there.
I'll be back? Good. All right.
Oh, man, it sounds like fun.
He's going to be red.
Have that nice Florida tan going on.
Super red.
Over-under on beers consumed.
For the whole family or for just me?
Oh, man. You sound like the family. Well, for the whole family, it looked like it was going to be a big number.
We're doing 6-7 a day. We going deep?
Let's go over. We'll go over on that.
Over 6 a day? Ooh, yeah.
How many days you going to be gone?
I like it.
7. But the 49 first day, years? The first day, well, Saturday and Saturday kind of don't
travel.
That's the travel days.
So, yeah. So
it's only 10 hours down there. What time are you leaving tomorrow?
5:30.
So you'll be there at 3:30. Might be able to get 5-6 in. Maybe more because it's the start of vacation.
It is vacation.
People usually go super hard on vacation. That's the problem.
See, I'm not a beer drinker.
What do you drink?
I'm more of a like a cocktail.
What's your favorite cocktail? You're at home, what do you make?
If I'm at home, I can just do regular like bourbon coke like that. That's okay. Easy. Or just bourbon straight. If I'm out like and I want to have a good time, couple LITs, you know, and we're gonna have a good time, you know, like just mixing everything. Like, LIT is like the hodgepodge of everything.
You like
just
the Long Island iced tea?
Yeah, I'm a Long Island guy, man. Because one or two, like two of those, you're gonna have a good night.
So when
and I'm stopping it too, though, and I'm not stopping it if I'm really outside.
So it's so funny. Remember when Bellarmine won the ASUN at Freedom Hall and everything like that?
Yes.
So funny. Scott Davenport comes in there with what is it like $1,000, and he's like, I'm buying the next $1,000 of drinks.
I know somebody that went to Bellarmine during that time, and they can confirm that happened. They said, no, the basketball.
I got it on video.
Oh, yeah, you got it. Oh, yeah, you there. The bar. Yeah, they were like, yeah, our basketball coach, we just won the tournament, and he comes in and says, you know, drinks are on me. And I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's really crazy.
So I'm sitting there at the bar. Ennis is next to me. We're talking to a whole bunch of people. It was awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome night. Soon as he announced that, this Bellarmine student, you know, young girl probably just turned 21. If she was 21. You know, I didn't check the IDs at the door. But she was on the line, you know what I mean? She runs up there. I need 6 LITs. She was not letting that go. Yeah, she went straight there.
She's getting on coach's tab.
These LITs are going to be on Scott Davenport.
Yeah, she's getting these on coach's tab.
That's awesome. Now, when I go out, I mean, how, like 7 cocktails. Have you been there?
I haven't, but it looks really nice.
Rick Kieber's place.
Oh, so it's Kieber's place. Okay, yeah. I didn't
well,
know
part,
that.
It's part of Globe Brand. I don't know if it's Globe Brand or if it's a partnership, but Kieber's involved.
Yes.
Awesome, awesome, awesome cocktails. If you like bourbon, they have bourbon. If you like cocktails, like I love their, it's a mango margarita thing they got
I've
in
heard
there.
Of that. Yeah.
Sick. It's amazing. So I kind of, like if I go out, I'm like, hey, what's the best cocktail? And there's some, like, I'm not a gin drinker, so I generally stay away from the gin cocktails. But I'll try them if they're like, that is the one to get. I'll get it. But a lot of times I tend to go towards tequila.
I'm starting to get that way, too.
At restaurants.
Yeah.
At home, I drink a lot of bourbon wine. We do love the mango and strawberry margaritas, poolside, stuff like that. We do that stuff. So
I always, too, I know Liquor Barn. Every time I go into Liquor Barn, they have something new.
Always.
So, like, the last time I got, they had the spiked Arizona drinks.
Yes, oh, man, those were very
awesome.
Popular.
They were awesome.
Those are very popular.
And so then I went, like, this past weekend, and they had spiked Mountain Dew, Baja Blast. And I'm like, okay, Liquor Barn, y'all going crazy right now.
And
I had to buy, like, they always make me buy something because
and all
I
the hard do Mountain Dews are on sale this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Might have to go get another
just
case.
Got that notification. Just got that notification from Liquor Barn. So, yeah, all 12 packs, I think, are on sale over there at Liquor Barn. So, what will you drink? What if Chase Shulton, you're at the beach, what will Chase the Face be throwing down?
I mean, I have to mix it up. Like, I'll do Line and Kugel's Summer Shandy beer.
Beer. Yeah.
But I can't have too many of those because then it, you know,
it's a little bubble,
harms me
bubble
from
butt.
Yeah. So then I'll get Coors Light. And then, you know, every once in a while, Uncle will make mudslides or margarita mix, something.
Okay.
I'm usually just drinking beer down there.
Okay.
Breaking news for you. Soccer. I'm breaking soccer news to Chase.
Uh-oh.
Mbappe's out tonight.
Yeah, I like draw. I like the draw.
Like draw. Okay. Yeah. All right. That's what we will do on that.
Slovakia is up 1-0.
Gotcha. Oh, they are? All right. So, Jeff, you said that you will at home do bourbon and coke mostly,
or just bourbon straight. Yeah,
bourbon
like
straight.
like Like a glass of Elijah Craig or Old Forster.
Elijah Craig small batch, or single barrel?
I like the small batch, but I'm simple because I could do like Old Forster. And I know people, they try to turn their nose up at Old Forster. Hey, I'm an Old Forster guy. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't discriminate around here.
So I'm a Kentucky bourbon guy.
Yeah, see, okay, here we go.
You know, I like it all. Yeah. And, you know, I mean, obviously I have a massive relationship with Jim Beam. Mm-hmm. Love their supper clubs. I'll just stand by that food in the restaurant at the kitchen table.
It's tough.
It's just absolutely awesome.
The one event I went to, awesome. It was all, I told you that. It was awesome.
So man, we were down there for the most recent one, and it was the Bardstown Bourbon Collection was being released, and it's like a 20-year Jim Beam. I'm sure it's all gone now because it was like amazing.
I bet it went fast.
And they were like, they were serving it like to us as like the cheers glass, you know? And so I was like, wow, this is incredible. Bought a bottle of it. It was really good. And then I'm on Facebook, and like this dude's like selling it for like $800. And I'm like, I bought a bottle of bourbon that's worth $800 now? What are the rules on this?
I know, yeah. And what will it be a year from now?
Yeah, what are the rules?
how does this age? Does this get going up in value?
Does it age anymore once it's in the bottle?
Yeah, like, does this go up in value? Does the value go
what
up a year
What are the rules?
Now?
Yeah.
$800? Oh, man.
Right,
and you
right.
got one? That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. I had no idea. I was just, because that's
just
what they
supporting,
do.
Yeah.
That's what they do. You go to the bourbon, the supper club, and they usually have some sort of bourbon release. A lot of times it's like a seasonal release, but for this one, it's like a one-time deal.
Oh, wow.
And so sometimes that happens. So, you know, you go in there and they give you the buying opportunity. And so then you buy but I had no clue because usually you've already consumed some of it and you kind of know what you're getting into. Yeah. Like that. And so I really do that. So at summertime though, I definitely get into the margaritas.
Same.
We need to get a, you know, the slushy machine. That's probably coming soon to the Blank and Baker household because I just feel like, you know, the canned cocktails, they're great.
Yeah.
But like this weekend, we have people coming in from out of town. They're going to be staying with us. And rather than just opening up individually, wouldn't it be nice to just slush it up?
Yeah.
Slush it up.
Yes, it would. I would love to have one of those. Yeah,
so my father-in-law, my wife's dad, he's like, how many refrigerators do you have in this house?
That's funny.
So we started counting them up, and we have five.
Okay.
And he goes, you have one outside. And I said, he goes, you have one right there in the garage. Like there's a door from our pool patio to the garage. And I said, well, I can't be expected to go through every single door in the house to get my next beer.
I bet he liked that one.
He just shook his head.
Yeah.
He just shook his head.
That one went well.
It is ridiculous to think that you have five refrigerators.
And just saying it out loud, you know, it's kind of wild, Mark. It's kind of wild, but, you know.
It is a lot.
Hey.
It is a lot. But, you know.
You work hard. You work hard for what you got.
My wife works hard, too.
There we go.
She does better than me.
There you guys work hard. That's what I'm saying. You guys work hard for what you got. So,
exactly.
Yeah, you're what you deserve.
So, what will you do this weekend? What do you got going on?
Me?
We didn't get to your TBDT sound, but you can listen to it at 3 o'clock for the drive.
Yeah.
It's good sound.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This weekend, we're going to Holiday World. So, shout out to the Blanket Bakers. Going to Holiday World on
Saturday.
Well, come
visit me. Yeah.
Yeah, Saturday. We're going to Holiday
World. If you need a break in the middle of the day.
Yeah.
You come see me.
Gotcha, man.
Or come after.
Saturday, I'll let you know what we're doing, man. But we're going to Holiday World.
Like, if you leave the park and you want to, like, get a break or something, come over.
Gotcha, man.
And I understand if you don't stop by. It's totally fine.
Gotcha.
A lot of people say they're going to and then don't. But no, hit me up. I'll put you through. So you're playing us out here with a little Bob Marley. All right.
Yeah.
Have a great time, man.
Yeah, I will.
All right.
I will.
Hey,
enjoy,
have fun, man.
Enjoy seeing those preschools and have a good time with Mark Ennis in the afternoon.
Will do.
All right. We'll see Chase in a week. Jeff Lightsey at 3 o'clock. Everybody enjoy their weekend. It's going to be an amazing one.